Maybe several things. First of all, if she's corrupt, I'm sure that Zimbabwe has legal systems in place that can confront that very succinctly and properly and be able to deal with that corruption through a court of law where she will have an opportunity to defend herself and they'll be able to reach some proper judgment. That would be my comment on the corruption thing. If she's incompetent, there would be similar structures in place to be able to either train her or enable her to find a way of improving her mistakes. And if she's unwilling to do that, similar disciplinary action could be taken to be able to defend it.
Do you think that all what is happening in ZANU-PF has got some impact on Zimbabweans living in South Africa right now?
The impact it does have on Zimbabweans in South Africa is that it creates a sense of greater anxiety about their connections back in Zimbabwe, if it's going to herald further instability in that country. And so those connections that are in South Africa would be worried about further instability in the country.